Hello everyone, welcome to the Bullseye Podcast brought to you by AFI Advisors. I am Josh Shores, Director of Marketing and Development for AFI. I have a very, very special privilege today. I get to introduce a new friend of mine, actor, stuntman, all-around good guy, Mr. Dick Warlock, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you
just for the invite. Hear the applause, Dick. Yeah. Dick, you're a local guy.
Yeah. Yeah, for about 25 years.
Yeah, I don't think people are really aware of that. It was funny, we were joking right before we sat down. Dick's just giving people his address, telling them to come by and trick or treat. And I told him we probably don't want to do that today, because he might get a lot of doorbell rings. But Dick, you decided to join us here, and you're going to join us next Saturday at the Model City Monster Bash. October 28th over at the Kingsport Farmers Market. You're going to be our guest judge for the costume contest.
Yep. That I've often, many times said to myself, I'd love to do that.
Really?
Never had the opportunity,
you're going to have the chance now. So yeah. Hopefully we don't disappoint you, but you're no stranger to costumes. And I think let's go ahead and just get the elephant out of the room. Dick spending some quality time with the Halloween franchise, the Halloween movie franchise's Mr. Michael Myers. Mm-hmm. So we did frisk him before he came in. He seems, for the most part, pretty clean. But let's come back to that, because I am really, truly interested in, I know that you took some time being a stuntman for Kurt Russell.
Yes, about 25 years.
That's absolutely incredible. How did you guys come to be?
Well, it was because I had met Mr. Disney, and we were doing a lead-in for a show called Willy the Yank years ago, and Kurt was the star. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that at the time, but later on, because Mr. Disney took a liking to me, and later on I found out he wanted to make a star out of me, but moving on from that, I met Kurt. They kept me at that studio for 10 years.
Okay.
And you know, it was like going to college for me, but meeting Kurt, that led to a lot of different movies, one being Escape from New York, and that's where I met the people that we probably might mention here, John Carpenter and Deborah Hill.
Sounds like some familiar names.
Yeah.
So you essentially kind of stumbled your way, I guess, into the Michael Myers world.
Stumbled my way into, you might say that.
Yeah.
Yes. It fell into the job.
Fell into the job.
Yeah. It was a childhood dream come true, believe it or not.
Right. Yeah. I was going to ask you that. Did you always want to be in the film industry?
When we left Ohio, where I was born, in 1953, February, we got into California 5 days before my 13th birthday, and I watched a television show called The Range Rider with Jock Mahoney and Dick Jones, and I knew I could be a good stunt double for him. When we left, I didn't know what section of Hollywood I'd end up in, but I knew I wanted to do something, and it ended up being stunt work, because I love to sing. I cut a record. I can't sing. I'm too much of a ham to be an actor, so I flunked at that, and I ended up falling on my head to make a living.
Wow.
And it wasn't bad, but anyway.
Did you ever get any real serious injuries? Is that kind of come with the territory?
Yeah, they do. They come with the territory. I got a shoulder now that's impinged, and I heard it first on the 74 rollerball with James Caan.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
And it busted up pretty bad. And then I did a movie many years later called The Relic. Mm-hmm. And I rappelled through a skylight, and the AI monster hit me and took me about 30 feet into a table, and I smashed it again.
Wow.
So I never had it fixed. It's like my knee. I got slapped in the knee with an axe handle, boom, doing a fight at Universal Tours, filling in for a guy. And I didn't get that fixed for 8 years.
It makes for a really neat story.
Yeah, they're wrong. We don't have that kind of time.
We don't. It's really funny how this, how you coming to help us came to be, though, because I remember we were huddled up, because this is the first time we're doing this event, and we were going to do the costume contest, and I remember telling them, I was like, I want someone really neat to come judge, because usually, you know, it's local officials or people from the community, which is great, and we're going to have that as well. But I wanted something kind of fun and different. And just off the cuff, I said, I want Michael Myers to come be the judge.
Now, what made you say that? I've lived here 25 years.
And I'm a huge Halloween fan.
Okay.
Yeah, huge Halloween fan. The earlier ones are by far my most favorite. It's just more of that old school type of horror film without all the extras and the things of that nature. I'm sure you can appreciate that. So I just blurted that out. Literally, I just blurted it out. And then Sherry, whom you've met and come to get close with.
Nice
Sherry,
lady.
Yeah, Sherry made it happen.
Well, yes, she did.
So that's pretty cool. I've kept trying to just blurt things out around Sherry, like I want a new car, $1 million, but she's not sealed the deal with any of that stuff yet.
Excuse me for laughing so loud.
It's okay.
It's
funny. It's funny. But but we're really excited to have you there, and I hope that you have fun with it. I know a lot of people are really excited to meet you and get a chance to shake your hand and, you know, tell you thank you for all the cool work you've done.
Yeah.
I was curious about one other thing. Do you have any kind of souvenir or memorabilia from a film that is really special to you?
Well, yeah, I do. Besides the entire costume from Halloween 2, which I sold to a friend, I have a bone from a movie called Spaceballs, where John Candy played Barf. Right?
Yeah.
Well, at the end of the movie, he gave me a bone on a nice piece of wood with a brass plaque, you know, Barf from, and things like that. I do treasure. I have a cup from Dean Jones from years ago, and even though I was with Kurt Russell for almost 25 years, I have one item that he has given me. He'd never given me anything. At the end of the movie, the actors usually give guys something, but
right.
Kurt's not stingy, he's frugal. Anyway, I have a wooden truck from Big Trouble in Little China.
Yeah,
and that's the only thing I have from him. But I tell you what, I do, maybe I shouldn't mention that. That should be part of my costume.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, we'll leave that up to the mystery, right?
Yeah.
The mystery. I did want to hit one more quick thing. You've got a book coming, right?
Yes, I do. Yeah, there were a couple of fans that I met in 1984, and one of them, they were three boys. They came to my dressing room trailer when I was doing, not my toilet, my trailer, when I was doing Firestarter, and said they wanted to get me to come to their house and meet their parents, and I did, and ended up having pizza and watching their home horror movies, which was a thrill. But that at the end of the night, I went back to my hotel, and that was the end of that. In 2008, it was. One of them came back, and he reintroduced himself, and it ended up, they each wanted to do something in the business, and they all succeeded, but one of them did a videography of my life from birth to present day, which they're presenting to me.
Oh, wow.
And the other one has written this, well, both of them has gotten together on the book, but they've written a book about my career, not my entire life, just my career. It's not out yet because it turned out that it's a lot of work to do this. It's a picture type, you know, one of those desktop kind of books.
Right.
It's going to be like that. Pictures with
People want to be able to see the things that, you know, when you are involved with the things you were involved with, people want to see that, right? They don't want to just hear about it.
I was blessed for a lot of years to do what I wanted
to
do as a child.
That's really neat. And I can't help but hearing you talk about this, think about how few chapters my book would probably have.
Well, I was fortunate enough and blessed by the Lord to do something that a lot of people don't get an opportunity to do.
Sure.
You know, there's a lot of machine shops out there. There's a lot of truckers out there. And God bless them. I appreciate what they do because without them, there's a lot of things we wouldn't have.
Mm-hmm.
But I just, God blessed me again and allowed me to complete my childhood dream and put me in a position to do this. And I thank Kurt and Disney and everybody that was ever involved in helping me.
That's so great. And we're so thankful to have you here. And we're really thankful that you're going to be a part of this event to kick off for the Kingsport community. So, Dick, You've been a great guest. Thank you so much for the time.
Thank
you. I sure
do.
I wanted to get it on camera that we shook hands.
So it's nice meeting you, Josh.
In case nobody
really
believed me. But be sure next Saturday, Kingsport Farmers Market, October 28th, from 7 to 11, we will be there. Go to the kingsportchamber.org website to buy your tickets. Enter the costume contest. Let this man judge you.
I won't give you any tips on what he's going to be looking for. I'll be critical, but fair.
Yes, that's all we can ask. Well,
that's
Dick,
it.
Thank you so much, and we look forward to seeing everyone next week.
And I'll add one thing. So if you want me to be fair, dress your best.
Invest
some time and effort into it.
All right. Good deal. Thank you, guys.
Thanks.